Joe, what do you feel like you guys need to do better to have a higher success rate on third down specifically?
Oh, well, you know, this past game, we just need to give ourselves some better situations. Obviously, we would like to convert a couple of those, but when you leave yourself in third and long and you get, those guys have a lot of momentum, they're feeling good about themselves, the crowd's into it, you know, it becomes tough to convert, and that's kind of what happened this game. But, you know, we definitely need to do things more precise and be better on first and second down to limit those, you know, circumstances.
How much does watching what Doug Martin did last week influence maybe what your guys were trying to do this week against them?
I don't know. I think you got to look at the games as a whole and see how people have attacked them and how they've been successful. I think he did a good job of running through some tackles and creating some yardage after the after contact. And then, you know, when he did get it in the open, yeah, he made sure he got in the end zone. He did a pretty good job, obviously. So, you know, I think we got to go in there. We got to come up with a game plan, stick with it. And, you know, we got to have trust in our guys out there that once the play is called and ran, that, you know, we're going to have the ability to go do some of those same things.
Jerry, the coach said the level of penalties was starting to concern him a bit. Now, when a play is run and it's executed and you're feeling good about it, you turn around and see a yellow flag on the field. How much wind does that take out of you? If only for a moment.
Yeah, for a moment it does. I think we do actually a pretty good job of putting it behind us and moving on to the next play, kind of like when Bernard got the penalty down in the red zone. I mean, you know, it didn't hurt us too much there because we did get the first down and it was still first and 10, but it did move us back and we were able to overcome it anyway. So, yeah, I think for a moment it definitely takes the wind out of you, especially if it's a big play. But we do a good job of overcoming it. I think we have to find ways to limit the penalties that we get, but at the same time, when you look at some of them, I agree with what our guys are doing, and you just got to live with them. If we're going to go out there and play football the way we believe we play football and good fundamental football and they're going to call penalties on us, well, that's not our fault. We just got to live with it and make sure we react to it the best we can.
Sure, the number of penalties, particularly, I guess, you know, what you consider unsportsmanlike conducts, unnecessary roughness, those sort of penalties, led some people to say that maybe perhaps the team is a little bit undisciplined. Is that something that you would argue against?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't really give the time of the day to it to necessarily give it too much of an argument. If you know our guys, I would think you would understand that we're pretty disciplined. And it's just, I don't know, I guess this stuff happens out there. Things get chippy out there, and I guess they make some of those calls. I'd have to see each one of them on an individual basis and kind of tell you what happened each time. I think when you look at things as a whole, no matter what you're talking about, you know, you can kind of be misled on what's actually going on.
What are some specific things Torrey's doing this year that he just wasn't even close to doing last year?
I don't know. He's definitely just – he's a more confident and, you know, receiver in the fact that, you know, he doesn't necessarily have to think about what he's doing out there. He knows what he's doing, so he can spend, you know, more time working on the little intricacies of the route and details of everything. And, you know, I think he's probably running a couple more things here and there, but that's just a factor of us probably being more comfortable with him doing those things just from what we see on the practice field. So while he has improved and gotten a lot better, I think some of it is the fact that we just, you know, we really trust him and we're allowing him to show what he can do.
And Joe came up with a couple of big catches, you know, last game. How important is he to you and I guess the passing game, you know, as a whole?
Yeah, well, Anquan, he's a veteran receiver and he knows how it's done. So, you know, when we need something and he happens to be the guy that's called on, you know, he usually comes up in the clutch. That's the biggest thing. You know, he's not always going to be the guy that is necessarily the guy that, you know, has the highest percentage of making the play. But when he is that guy, you know, he comes down with it. And we can trust him to do that. And that trust factor is a big deal when you talk about the pass game in general and when you talk about, you know, winning games and, you know, in the fourth quarter. You have to have guys that you can trust out there to get it done when the game's on the line. And right now he's one of those guys.
Joe, when you think about your goals for the offense heading into the season, you're at the midpoint now. How would you assess how you guys have done so far?
Okay. I think we started off pretty good. Been a little bit disappointed where, you know, we have been headed, you know, more recently, but I think we're, you know, since we've been on the bye and looked at some of those things, I think we're trying to, you know, find ways to just, you know, get better and better each day and, you know, really improve on, you know, what we've done so far. I think we've got a lot of talent here. I think, you know, the sky's the limit for us, but I think we got to talk about doing some of the things, and then not only do we have to talk about doing some things a little bit better, we actually have to go out there and do them. And I think, you know, going out there on a consistent basis and doing those things is just what we look forward to doing from here on out.
Joe, you've been a part of a game like the last one where the good was so good, and then when it was a struggle, three and out, and what do you take away from it?
Well, like I said, you know, you have to look at what we weren't doing well on those drives, and, you know, I think the big part of it is we got to be better on first and second down and give ourselves a better shot on third. And, you know, even if that's not the case, we probably could have converted a couple of those or one of them or, you know, whatever it may have been. But I don't know how many games I've been a part of that. Probably a good amount. I mean, in the NFL, things can switch, you know, pretty quickly because you have two good teams. You know, people adjust and they get tired of, you know, getting touchdowns scored on them, and they try to make it more difficult for you. But we could have been better in the middle part of that game, and we just weren't. Thankfully, you know, we have the talent, and we were able to kind of manage some of the things that were going on in that game and push through it. And I think that shows what kind of team we are, and we have been in a good amount of those games since I've been here. And we've won some, we've lost some. We were fortunate enough to win this one, and we just got to move on. And yeah, we got to look at what we can do better. And I think on those drives, it'd probably be on first and second down.
John mentioned the other day wanting to see the tight ends a little more productive. What have you seen from Ed and Dennis specifically, and then what defenses might be showing that have maybe caused them not to be as productive?
Well, I don't know if it's anything that they've done or the defenses have done. I think we got to, you know, probably do some things to get them more involved here and there, and. You know, that starts with me. It starts with, you know, just what we're doing out there. And those guys are talented guys. And, you know, we just got to continue to go out there and be successful and move the chains. And I think that the more we're able to do that, then the more opportunities that they're going to get and that we're going to get to run, you know, our whole offense. I think if we, you know, can't keep ourselves in the field, then we limit the amount of plays we run and we limit it. The amount of chances we get the ball to those guys, and you know, we definitely need to make an effort to you know, have those guys shine and be a big part of what we do.
Joe, the success that you guys have at home is pretty remarkable. Other than the noise thing, what can you say about when you step on the field that might feel any different that leads to the success you guys have when you're playing?
I really honestly couldn't tell you. I don't have a good answer for that. Bottom line is that's the way it's been. You know, when we lose, we tend to lose away. And we tend to, you know, the last couple of years, we've been really good at home. I don't, you know, it's a tough question because I really don't have a good answer. If I had a good answer, I'd share it with you, but I really don't.
Joe, when you think about trying to be more consistent, is it more about sort of drilling into the details of each play and sharing things up?
I think so. Okay. You know, within every play you run, there's definitely ways to do it and ways not to do it, and we do it very well for the most part, but we got to make sure we're doing it very well every time. And, you know, then it comes down to, you know, good defenses and, you know, us kind of just getting the feel for them as the game goes on and seeing what we have been doing well and what they're defending well and, you know, how we can adjust.
All right.
Thanks,
Joe.